flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Happy Thursday morning, Junks listeners. Junkies are brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. You can call us throughout the show on the MGM National Harbor listener lines because it is an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. The Junks have gotten some exotic calls of late. We've gotten calls from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. We've had people reach out from New Zealand.
Junks Thailand? Listeners, I thought it was Thailand, but maybe.
I'm not sure.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it was
Junks Vietnam. Listeners are legion. They are throughout the world. We appreciate
that. That's what happens
that.
When the Commanders go on this playoff run.
That is what happens.
Winning changes everything. EB was talking about doing an interview with the Washington Post. I think a Washington Post photographer is coming this morning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Correct.
That doesn't happen when you're 4-13 like they were a year ago.
No, that does. It certainly does not happen.
Mm-mm. Now,
it's not a thing.
Technical snafus. In our studio, that happens regardless.
That's fine. It's, whatever.
I don't know, like a strobe light happening back here.
Some lighting issues.
I don't know why it's so bright. These are like right on my face.
Yeah. Remember that one time it was on the other side?
And it was right in your face?
Yeah. I don't know what light it was. What light was that?
I feel like they should
be that one.
Aimed more at the black thing right here. Hey, Drab, can you raise these three up a little bit? I feel like they're never right in my face like this. These three right here.
Well, at least he got the blinking to stop.
Yeah, I feel like I can adapt because I finished Squid Game yesterday and Squid Game 2, and they always have that disclaimer in the upper left-hand corner that, you know, if you're photosensitive or you're sensitive to strobe lights, this might not be the show for you to watch. So I'm good. I'm good with all the lighting nonsense that's going on in here.
I haven't watched Squid Game. I didn't know there was that disclaimer.
Yeah. They've got
thought it. About starting it.
It's pretty good.
I mean, a lot of people like it.
It's super violent. If you can get past through the violent part, then yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like season 2 better than season 1?
I like season 1 better, but season 2 was a good watch.
Gotcha.
Final season coming out at some point in 2025. I know Valdez is on the edge of his seat. He's waiting for it.
What is Open Line Thursday? Obviously, the NFC Championship game is front and center. If you want to chime in throughout the show, 800-636-1067. You know, I put a little promo on our Twitter, at Junks Radio, of what's coming up on the show. And I usually tie it into a picture or a video of somebody that's coming on the show or something that's related. Mm. And this time I just went back and I was like, let me just find a video of the Commanders-Eagles game, the last game.
Mm-hmm.
And I stumbled onto the 4th-and-11. Dude, if you go back to that game against the Eagles, they were down by 13 points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still the third quarter, and they decided to go for it on 4th-and-11, and Jaden Daniels doesn't see anybody downfield, and he takes off for 23 yards. It's pretty incredible. Yeah. Looking back on it, like, they've been aggressive. It's been a philosophy. But the 4th-and-11, you would figure, yeah, you punt here, you pin him in, you try and stop Kenny Pickett on defense, get the ball back, and then you score. They went for it on 4th-and-11, and then Jaden Daniels, just being as great as he is, he just kind of just weaves through the defense there.
He's not even at top speed. He's just kind of – I heard Jay Gruden say it yesterday on one of the podcasts he does – that he's so light on his feet.
He's like gliding through just carving
it's
his way through
way
the defense.
It's a great way to describe it. He's just very light on his feet, just gliding. But it's another example of why I mean, sometimes we think we're arrogant enough that we could coach these things. I couldn't coach this team because 4th and 11, I'm probably going to punt that.
Dan Quinn, I don't know how he gets around on a daily basis. Stuffing those big cojones into his underwear and then into his pants. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that guy.
Jersey cojones.
That guy just goes for it. He's living on the edge.
Well, they're 23 for 27.
Right. He knows that on it's fourth effective. Downs.
Like, well, I mean, they were. The thing is it was more about where they were than the down and distance, right? Because they were right at the 41, that awkward spot. So, you know, and you got Jaden, who's a cheat code.
Yeah.
If they don't have Jaden, they're not going
for that. I know he's not going to get featured. I don't know the name of the Twitter handle, but there is a handle that follows, like, cowardly coaching punting decisions. Like, it just spotlights guys. So, like, this makes no sense for you to punt on 4th and whatever at this part of the field. Dan Quinn's never going to get brought up there, because if it's 4th and, I mean, 4th and whatever, and in good, positive territory on the field, he's going for it. I don't even think about the punt. I don't even think about Tressway coming out.
Remember in the Detroit game, in the their first drive, they had 4th and 1,
I'm talking about
the Mariota play.
When they went for it on, Mariota, and they went for it on 4th and didn't get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, they're down. Actually, there was no score yet, right? Because Detroit went 3 and out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you take a 3-0 lead on the road.
Right.
Get a little momentum. Yeah, he doesn't care. Yeah. It's not like they were on the 40. Mm-hmm. It's not like it would have been a 55-yard field goal. They were inside the 30.
But I think he doesn't care. Any 4th and 1.
He doesn't care.
They might be on their own 5. They might go for it. Yeah. Like, I mean.
I think
so
that's
confident.
A situation where I actually thought they're getting too cute. I know it's worked before with Mariota, but if it's 4th and 1, just keep Jaden on the field.
I don't love the Mariota wrinkles.
Keep Jaden on the field.
You can keep Mariota over on the sideline with his clipboard. Like, that's a little too, too spicy for my taste. But.
And the play would have been cool. It looked like he was faking the sneak and then was about to pitch, and it just got all screwed up. It might have been a big play had they been able to execute it, but
right.
Like they did in that game, there was a 4th and 2, and Jaden just rolled to the right, easily got 3.
Look, they've earned the right and the respect to, you just got to tip your cap to them. They've earned the
working
to make the calls.
Like, what they're doing is working.
And it's not going to work all the time, but it's working on the whole.
It's working at
by
pretty
a
high
lot.
Percentage.
But going back to that 4th and 11 play, you know, there are some people that, you know, want to give Cliff all this credit, and he deserves some credit. But I'm sorry, Cliff Kingsbury on 4th and 11 designs a passing play.
Yeah, sure.
And he's expecting a quarterback pass, and Jaden kind of takes a peek, goes, "Oh, let me just take off for 23 yards
right
now."
But he knows in his back pocket he's got the scrambling ability,
but within that,
and the improv of Jaden Daniels.
You got to imagine, I don't know this for a fact, but you got to imagine he spreads things out in a way such that if things collapse, there'll be lanes.
Sure. So. And Jaden's got to recognize it. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked a little bit this week about his virtual reality training. I just saw yesterday. I guess he does it at 6 in the morning every day. Wakes up at 6.
So he's up right now doing
it right now. Hopefully listening to the junks in one ear and doing his virtual training at the same time. I'd like to think that's the case.
I'm pretty sure Jaden's been here for 6 months now or whatever. When do we draft him?
He was drafted in April.
9 months-ish.
Call it that, yeah.
He's never heard 1 second of this show or this station. Mm. I don't think he's interested in it. I don't think he cares.
He is a busy person.
He doesn't strike me as a sports radio guy.
Yeah.
It's also a younger generation. Like, he might listen to a pod.
Other guys, he ain't listening to sports radio.
He might not even know what radio is. Like, he's so young.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't care. But they're getting back to the 4th down. And just that mentality. I mean, how many coaches in the first quarter, when you're on the 9-yard line and you got a 4th and 3,
mm-hmm.
you're going for it?
It's probably Quinn and Campbell.
In the first quarter.
It's probably those the two guys that were featured in that game.
It's not like you're down 2 scores. You're down 7-3 or something like
Campbell's
that.
Campbell's going for it in that scenario, too.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy.
I mean, I'm old school, obviously, but, you know, this is what this team does. But I think JP pointed out yesterday that the top four most aggressive teams on 4th down are the last 4 teams left.
It's not a coincidence.
So something to be said for that.
I don't think it's the most aggressive. That's just the best percentages. the teams that have been the most successful on fourth downs. That might go in line with aggressiveness.
That mitigates a little of that because if you've been successful, you're going to have success.
Right. You're more likely to keep doing it. Right.
Well, also, you're more likely to probably win the more successful you are. Yeah.
It's an extra play. Like, they kind of know in those situations, which, you know, going back to the Lions game, it kind of stuns me on that third and two. They're up 7-3. You're driving to go up 14-3, and it looks like Washington can't stop Jahmyr Gibbs. Why not give the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs there on third and two instead of dropping your guy back? Because even if Jahmyr Gibbs gets stuffed for one, you're going to go for it on fourth and one. Instead, they drop back, and that's a one of the many turning point plays in that game because Armstrong gets a strip sack. Washington gets the ball, takes the lead.
I know for me as a fan, when I watch these games, certainly the last 4 or 5 years, I'm just trying to, can we get a stop? Any kind of stop or hold them to a field goal? It's like a huge win. And I hate when we play teams that I know go for it on fourth down.
I hate that.
Because exactly what you say, that gives them an extra down, and they're going to do it 80% of the time. And it, you know, just makes it that much harder. So makes sense that we would do that same thing. But I know when we face teams that are aggressive on fourth down, it's just that much harder to force a punt. They're using it to their advantage. We'll see.
Tressway's got like the easiest gig ever. He loves Dan Quinn. It's hard.
He doesn't have to be on the field.
He's out on the field.
He still has to hold the field goals next to points.
That's going to extend his career like another 5 or 10 years.
No, they say, and you know, you just have to trust that they're right. But they sort of allegedly, he's one of the best holders in the game.
Right. Right.
Who would know? But let's just say that's true. Mm-hmm. Do you think he gets nervous holding those balls? Like, certainly on game winners, but like on the routine hold, do you think he gets nervous? Because I think I would be nervous.
I don't know. A tiny amount, but they rep it out so much.
Yeah, that's not that. You're probably right because they're so good at it.
Yeah, but how good was the Philly holder in that game in the snow when he's able to catch the ball cleanly and get it down?
Mm-hmm.
When that ball is cold, it's hard as an ice cube, and he's getting it down for... Now, Elliott was missing a couple of those PATs, but he's making the field goals.
It's a wild stat we learned yesterday that Elliott has the best percentage in the playoffs on field goals, but the worst on extra points.
Yeah, he stinks from, 33 yards out?
That's
what the extra point is. Yeah, he's not very good at that. All right, we've got a big show on an open line Thursday. As I mentioned before, you're welcome to call us throughout on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. We'll talk tons of Eagles Commanders. Baldy will join us at 7:20. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey's NFL insider. And we'll be joined by Herm Edwards from ESPN. He also coached Jaden Daniels at Arizona State. He's going to join us on the show at 9 o'clock. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Baldinger will join the Junks coming up in just about an hour. He is Odyssey's NFL insider. We'll also talk to Herm Edwards at 9 a.m. He works for ESPN. He coached, somebody you may have heard of in college. His name's Jaden Daniels. That guy.
I want to get into, with Herm, what he noticed, what he saw, what his scouts saw when Jaden was a high school junior and senior in San Bernardino, California.
When they were recruiting him?
When they were recruiting him, yeah.
Very good.
Hey, I wanted to mention real quick.
I'll ask him. Maybe JP will ask him.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
Shout out to my dentist, Dr. Mora. Your boy, look, is back.
You're back in business.
No more
hole in your mouth?
He filled the void in your mouth?
Yep.
In your mouth?
Got a fake tooth in there?
This is temporary. That's just a crown. This is temporary. The permanent one will come in about a month.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, your boy's back. I'm back in business. He spent about an hour, cleaned up some other things. I basically don't have to do really anything else. I thought I had. I have one tooth eventually that needs to be pulled in the back, but it's like, do it whenever.
All this dentist talk is making me feel guilty because
I'm not going.
I haven't been in a while, and I need to go. I need to make that appointment.
Not to scare you, and I'm not to call her out, but my beautiful daughter Megan, who is a senior in college, she has zero cavities. Right, that's kind of like you.
It used to be me. I think. I have two now, and I'm kind of ashamed by it to have
here's
two.
The thing.
But it's
she had zero.
Okay.
She went to the dentist and they found five teeny ones.
Wow.
So she had to go in there and have, some work done. And she was distraught.
Devastated.
Because she has beautiful teeth.
Yeah. It is devastating when
I don't know what happened.
When you've got a pretty good clean record and then the dentist just drops a bomb on you that you've got five micro cavities or whatever they are.
I actually brought you up
because
Dr. Moore said to me, he said, Eric, he says, I always tell you, the teeth aren't as bad as you always say they are.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
Mm-hmm.
He said, some people just don't have good teeth.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what about my boy Cakes? I said, I just threw you under the bus. I said, there's
did you call
no
him
way.
Cakes?
Yeah. He knows the show. I said, there's no way his diet is any better than mine.
Right.
Guy pounds soda every time he gets gas, every time he's on a trip.
Every time on a trip, yeah, 100%.
Definitely right about that. His diet is different than
genetics,
mine.
Genetics?
He didn't really say that. He just said, yeah, just some people, I don't know, some people are luckier than others. He didn't say the word genetic.
Yeah.
It didn't really have a great answer for me.
Kind of insinuated it, though.
Kind of. Yeah. He didn't have a great answer.
I mean, if you had to compare, my teeth are Jaden Daniels, and your teeth are?
Mac Jones.
I don't know, I don't know if it's Mac Jones level bad, but like.
No, I would say Mac Jones is a good comp.
Ryan Tannehill. Maybe you have the Ryan Tannehill of teeth.
Are your teeth great, though? EB's lauding your teeth.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Don't
teeth.
You have one tooth that's like longer than the other tooth?
Yeah, I mean,
who cares about that?
Yeah, I mean, well,
I'm talking about cavities.
Cavities.
Okay. He says
dental health.
When he uses a drill on my teeth, he's like, they disintegrate. Like, they're just not hard.
Yeah.
You know, it has to do, I think, with the, what is it called that kind of covers your teeth?
Enamel.
The enamel in mine is just worn away. It's just gone.
Yeah.
He thinks I had a lot of hard candy.
Okay.
Or
a lot of Jolly Ranchers.
I don't know. I don't know. He says hard candy and sodas.
Yeah.
That's like the worst thing for you.
I've cut that. I've cut my soda consumption back from my real height.
Okay, but you had 50 years of it.
I used to really abuse the sodas.
Right, but you've already had one today, right?
Well, I have one every day on the way into work.
I mean before 6 o'clock.
Before
6 o'clock in the morning, he's already had a soda.
Do you stop somewhere and buy it, or you just take it from the fridge?
No, I have them. I'm not a rookie. This is not my first rodeo. I have a supply at the house.
I remember seeing an old picture of Cakes having dinner. This is probably 25 years ago. I feel like E.B. Joan on you about this. Okay. And he was having dinner with his family, and they had like the 2 liter bottles out on the table.
Yeah, we used to
everybody had their own 2 liter dinner.
Well, 25 years ago, we barely had one or two kids.
The scenario is we probably had a big giant 2 liter on the table in case we ran out, like, during dinner, like, to reload. I mean, like, now I begrudgingly...
My mom wouldn't even buy a soda.
Like, during dinner now, I'm like, I guess I'll have water, even though it's boring and it's tasteless. Yeah. I know it's better for me. And, again, it's not that great to just pound caffeine at 5:30 or 6 p.m. when you got to be in bed in, like, 3 hours.
Right.
To get all wired up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even though I think I'm kind of immune to it at this point.
Well, anyway, your boy just feels back. When I looked in the mirror, now I could smile. Now I could do this stupid alt cast without worry about a side camera catching me
with
no tooth. I'm back.
You're freaking back, baby.
I felt so invigorated driving home.
I bet you did.
I got my tooth back, baby.
Yeah, let me see the side shot again. Yeah, man, definitely a big difference.
No hole there.
There's a big, giant hole you could have driven a truck through in your mouth. And now filled.
I'm just so back.
Back, baby.
It's back, man.
Very good.
It feels amazing.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, just, thank goodness.
It's good to be made whole.
Now, I did ask him.
You're a whole new ball of energy.
You know, I said, what can I do about to get my teeth just a little whiter? I said, I'm not trying to have piano keys.
Yeah.
But can I have a little? And he said, you could do the crush strips and that kind of stuff. He said, you might be able to get a shade, but if you keep drinking coffee every day.
Right.
It just hurts.
I have one. I think this tooth right here is a little, this one, I think, is a little discolored.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
More than the rest.
Yeah.
But I'm not that worried about it. I'll just, you know, I'll live.
I think you got great teeth.
I think they're pretty good. They're pretty solid.
You got good nose, good teeth.
Thank you. Cute button nose. Love it. It's not as good as CK's nose, according to that Russian waitress from 20 years ago. But what can you do?
We just tell the same story.
We do.
Hey, we live.
It's now over 20 years since the Russian waitress commented on your nose.
That was at Pizzeria Uno, which has been closed probably for a dozen years. We're suburban dads. We don't get out and do that much. So you have to recycle the same stories from back in the day.
Hey, I'm hitting your spot tomorrow night. I'll be going to MGM.
Ah, very good.
Oh,
the ladies are going to go to the Dancing with the Stars show, and the husbands will hang out.
Are we broadcasting from there tomorrow? Is that official?
It was rumored. Apparently, it's not happening.
It's falling through? I have no idea.
As of yesterday, about this time, it had fallen through.
You know what?
Who knows?
It's fine with me. Either way, it's fine. I'm a company guy on that one.
I was kind of hoping it was going to happen because then I wouldn't have to drive home from MGM National Harbor and then drive back.
So when you and your boy are just going to hang out, what are you going to do? Are you going to play games?
Yeah, probably.
Play some blackjack?
How much cash are you bringing? How much cash are you willing to burn?
I'm willing to burn like $200.
Okay, that's fine. That's a good amount.
Something.
Play craps.
I'm a craps guy. That'll literally last you 8 minutes on a Friday night.
Hopefully a few good rolls.
You better hope somebody's hot at that table.
Well, he'll just watch his boy play and lose.
That's fine.
Cakes, it is an open line Thursday.
Yep.
Let's go to our guy, Peter in Burke. Haven't heard from Peter in a long time.
Peter from the Burke.
Peter, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Junkies. I insist from now on I'd be referred to as P from the Boo.
Oh, is it because the guy that calls in? There's that one guy that calls in, remember?
It's Co from the Foe.
Co from the Foe.
Yeah.
Right.
But that was kind of an unfunny attempt to.
So it's a weak start.
Strike one.
Yeah.
Strike
one. Yeah, you better have some A material after that.
Right, what do you got, Pete?
Well, you know, like every couple of months, Jason says, hey, let's take 100 calls today. So, you know, if you're Open Line Thursday plus NFC Championship game, you guys should be getting lots of calls. So I have
so far you're the only one.
So far
you're in.
But no one will call. But
I'm here to hype up all the P1s. Here we go. You got everything you need to be successful. No Bluetooth, no speakerphone, no turn signal, no reason to be fearful, no reason to have anxiety, no reason to have shaky voice.
What was the bit? I didn't understand.
He's doing
that.
The bit. He was doing cakes.
No, I know what he was doing.
But we've added some new things based on what's happened recently. Valdez hung up on the guy because of the turn signal. Maybe you weren't paying attention to that call.
He's doing the Terry McLaurin speech.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he's adapting it.
Peter's got the worst instinct. Yeah. I said, Pete, this sucks. Yeah. This isn't going to be good. You're going to embarrass yourself. You're going to...
Hold on. I saw the Terry McLaurin thing. That was his version of the junkie's version of the Terry McLaurin speech.
Where Terry's going, what are they going to say about your name? What are they going to say about your reputation? What are they going to say about what you put on film?
So he thought... We would get fired up, or P1s would get fired up hearing Cakes' shtick about calls. That was somehow equivalent.
That's what he thought.
To Terry McLaurin's make you want to drive, run through a brick wall.
Peter from the Boo struck out.
Don't leave your turn signal on.
Did you know?
Don't call on Bluetooth.
Of course.
Oh, he knew. Yeah, he definitely knew. You know what? You set him up for failure.
I set you up for failure.
He couldn't even get fired up.
I said, Pete, this is a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. You did try to stop him.
Yeah.
I think Drab should suspend him.
Well, he's already on that list because he's on a call-by-call basis.
Okay. Does he call a lot and you don't put him through?
I've beat him down so bad that he only calls. Like,
yeah. Who are the prime offenders that call you all the time and it's really hard to get past you? They have to use fake names and different numbers.
Can I guess one?
I can name one.
I know one person that calls when you hear this person's name. Drab probably just goes into hyper-defensive mode.
Yep.
Blink.
That's the same guy I was going to say.
Blink.
Yeah, yeah. Blink, he calls. He's getting different phone numbers, different lines. He's trying to trick me.
Right.
Yeah. No, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. I got to talk to you.
So desperate to get on the air.
What is Blink always promoting, though?
Like, he likes to sing a song.
But, like, what's his shtick? Like, why does he care?
Now you're going to make me look up the emails that he sends me of his hype songs.
Oh, no.
So he wants to promote his song.
Yeah.
Who else? I mean, does Larry still call?
What about the guy who claims he's a 97% picking winners? What's that guy's name?
Oh,
that guy stopped.
The Boz?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Boz.
He stopped, right?
And we met him years ago.
He still sends a Facebook message every day.
Oh, the Boz.
No. Every day.
I'm cringing that you guys are mentioning him because he's going to hear this.
We just gave him ADs.
You can dump it. I don't care.
I'm not going to dump that, but...
All right, I'm just curious.
A lot of bad calls.
So, listeners, the bar has been set incredibly low by Peter from Burke. Mm-hmm. You are welcome to call at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines if you can get through the stringent screening process.
Right.
Drab is the gatekeeper of said process.
By the way, Jason, you're the official weather guy on the show here, mm-hmm. and I'm getting my first glance at the 7-day.
Yeah.
Looks like a week from now could get close to 50. That sounds like 90 compared to what when I was driving in this morning. I think for me it was like 9 degrees somewhere. The weather person or whatever on the radio said 4 degrees somewhere around here. So nine degrees when I was driving it.
Yeah, it's brutal. I think today is going to be the last real cold day, and then it's going to be on Sunday. It's going to be 47. I think.
Nice. All right.
And I think next week, kind of depends on what weather forecast you watch, because Veronica Johnson on Channel 7 said it was going to be 55 and 57 next Tuesday and Wednesday. But when you watch Channel 4, they don't have it out of the 40s.
Okay. There are parts of the country that are also being blasted that have never had this, right? It was snowing in Florida.
Oh, like in New Orleans, it was snowing.
Destin, Florida got 5 inches of snow yesterday.
Charleston, South Carolina got like 3.5 or 4 inches of snow.
Yeah. And they don't know what those towns completely break down.
They probably don't even have like salt trucks. Like, because it never, like, why would they spend the money on it when it rarely, if ever, snows there?
Yeah. I saw a picture this morning of an alligator or crocodile that was stuck under the ice.
Well, oh, really? It's an alligator. If it's in the United States, it's got to be an alligator.
Well, whatever it is, I wouldn't know either. I hope he dies.
Well, I don't think
he's... You know what's a good alligator?
I don't think he's going to do okay.
A dead alligator is my favorite alligator. Yeah.
Yeah, the weather's been brutal.
Really cold.
But hopefully it'll change this weekend and next week will be warm. It will feel, if it's multiple days of high 40s and 50s, all that snow will be gone.
It was nice just even though I was there for less than probably 48 hours, just feeling the weather in LA. And my daughter was complaining that it was cold there because it was like 65, 70.
Because the snow has stuck around, I've realized that there's something I don't like sensory-wise about snow. Like the snow that's still remaining. Like when we take our dog for a walk, if we walk through the park.
Sensory wise.
If we walk through the park, it hasn't, the path is not plowed. It's just snow and ice. Of course. I don't like walking on snow on top of ice if I'm wearing just regular like running shoes.
You have a fear they're going to fall?
No. The sensation of it when I crunch on the snow, the combo of the feel of it and the sound, it just tilts me. I don't like it.
It's like your cotton balls deal.
It's kind of like that. But it's something that doesn't usually happen because usually if it snows, 2 or 3 days later, it melts, it's gone. It's not something I think about. But now that I've been walking through the park with the dog on a daily basis, if it doesn't melt soon, we may have to pick a different route to walk.
I don't mean this in a disparaging way. Yeah. I don't. I just mean this as a matter of fact.
Sure.
I wonder if you're autistic.
I don't know.
Because you see, you have like a sensory thing.
I don't know.
Isn't that a thing with like more, autism?
Maybe it's more like Zane Gonzalez when he's pulling his socks
OCD?
To make sure.
It's more
I think
OCD?
It might be an OCD thing. A little bit. Like manifesting itself. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
It's weird, and I know it's weird, but my wife said the same thing. She doesn't like it either.
So you don't like snow on top of ice?
Like the crunching sound of it and the sensation it gives me when I walk on it.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
I don't know how that would unnerve me.
I don't know.
But pulling cotton doesn't unnerve me.
Well, it definitely unnerves these two guys. This side of the room.
Can you eat cotton candy, though? You sold cotton candy.
I can't.
Isn't that a similar sensation?
It's not the same.
It's a synthetic thing.
It's different.
No, because the cotton candy disintegrates much quicker.
Yeah, it's when you... If you're pulling apart the cotton candy, it's not the same sensation as pulling apart a cotton
ball. Not the
same.
Pulling apart a cotton, I could do that all day long.
Oh, I could not.
What would happen?
I would die of anxiety. I would have a crippling anxiety attack.
Now, a sensory thing that I am definitely out on is like nails on a chalkboard. That kind of thing. Like a screeching.
That sort of thing doesn't tend to bother me.
Ah, that's interesting.
But walking on hard packed snow, not a fan.
Never.
It's no bueno.
Did you look at that? Did you Google that or AI that, or what does that mean?
I don't know.
There must be a name for it.
I think I'm just kind of weird.
Well, if your wife has the same,
she kind of has the same issue.
Yeah. She's just gonna agree with him.
She just idolizes him. Yeah.
Chianophobia.
That's it.
What is it called?
Chianophobia.
See, I have
an intense
have
fear of snow.
But it's not
afraid of snow. He's not afraid of snow. He's afraid of snow on top of ice.
He's not afraid of it. Just gets on his nerves.
Crunchy sound.
I just don't like it that much.
So specific.
It's very
not something else.
Just type it. What if you're afraid of the crunchy sound?
I wrote fear of walking on hard packed snow, and that's what it came up with.
It's a very specific fear that's been unlocked recently.
All right, let's go to Dan in Manassas. It's Open Line Thursday. Chance to steer the show.
Yes, sir.
Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hello.
Danny.
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Let's get fired up, boys. Hey, I just want to call out, I love the Papa, but the tone I get, he can say all he wants that he wants us to win. Bickle, you and I know he does not truly want them to win.
I know. He likes to be right.
No,
he said it a million times.
No, I really do. I do want them to win. I promise you. Now, not because I'm becoming a fan of it, but for the show, it's huge. And if they go to the Super Bowl, maybe we can go. Of course, I want them to win.
All right, don't lie into the microphone.
I'm not lying. I swear. I'll take a lie detector.
Point, we've done this before. We should take a lie detector on this.
I'd take a lie
detector.
You've
said before that you want to be right.
I know, but this time I don't want
to be. No one likes to be wrong. People want to be right about their points.
I know, but I really don't care this time. I don't want to be right this time. I'm picking Philly, but I think Washington can win.
Of course,
okay,
but everybody thinks.
I didn't think they were going to beat Tampa.
Right.
And I didn't think they were going to beat Detroit.
You thought we'd beat Detroit?
No, I didn't.
Okay, all right.
I didn't.
No, but I think you're right. The larger point, because he's argued with me about it many times, and he said, everybody here, they won't admit it, but they want their opinion to be right.
I'll admit I want my point to be right.
But Dan, this time I don't care. I don't care if I hope I'm wrong, because for them to go to the Super Bowl is so much bigger for the show and for us and for for the listeners.
This may be a unique case.
That's what
but
I care
on
about.
On the whole, he wants to be right. What do you think?
Who are you putting money on?
Philly.
Yeah, of course.
But it's a hedge play, dude. That's what I'm doing. It's a hedge play.
He's a hedgy poo.
Draft, do you believe him? Or Or do you, hold on.
Well, okay, with big things, absolutely. Jason should not care whatsoever that he picked the Eagles to win the game and he wants to be right. Nobody cares.
Right.
Like, they'll forget on Tuesday who Jason picked to win
exactly.
the game. That doesn't matter.
So, yeah, no, but he still cares about it for his own. I just know him. He cares about stuff like that.
I'm saying
he's always making like corrections about things that nobody cares about.
Whatever. I'm just, you can believe me or not, I want Washington to win.
All right, I take it back. I believe
you can ask my wife. You call my wife. We were high-fiving each other in the bed watching the Detroit game. Do you think I'd ever high-five if Washington scored?
Didn't you have money on him?
I still remember this.
Didn't you hedge it?
Completely aside. This is completely aside.
Yeah, I bet on Detroit, dum-dum. That's the hedge. I'm betting on the team that's playing the Washington Commanders. That's and I was losing money. Why would I be high-fiving losing money?
I thought you'd be emotionally hedging, but you weren't.
You guys are talking about like
you don't know me very well, Dan. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I want Washington to win. I promise you.
No, but hold on. So what I will do is I might bet on Philly. So if we lose, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
But you bet on Washington.
God, your brain is scrambled.
No, you bet on Detroit. Right. Okay, so you did. Yeah.
Right. I bet on Tampa.
Yeah.
And I bet on Detroit.
Right, but I can't tell if you're high fiving for the money or for.
I
you love money more than anything.
I wasn't winning money. I was losing money. Detroit was losing. Washington was scoring. Right. Is this so hard to understand?
It's too early for it.
But I'm high-fiving my wife because Jaden's throwing touchdowns. I was.
I just don't trust her.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067.
It doesn't matter what I say.
On the MGM National
I was
Harbor.
Born in the United States. Do you trust that? Do you believe that?
You might need a birth certificate. You might need some real solid proof
of that.
And don't forget, Brian Baldinger will join us coming up at 7:20 here on The Fan. Friendly reminder, Sunday you can listen to 106.7 The Fan for the Commanders at Eagles in the NFC Championship tilt. We're going to have every play of the game, plus full pregame and postgame. Your coverage starts bright and early at 9 a.m.
And we may be having a watch party.
Yes,
it'd be nice if Cakes and I got emails, but there's nothing. No, I'm checking my emails.
The details, they're trickling through slowly. We should have those soon. And we'll let you know as soon as we get them.
If it's accurate where you're having it,
yeah,
we are having it.
Yeah.
It's a really good spot.
Okay, good.
But I'm not going to say yet because it's not official.
We'll give those details soon. Very soon.
800-636-1067
is the number.
Yeah.
The listeners are participating despite Peter from Burke trying to ruin Open Line Thursday.
Do you know what's funny? I see everybody. I don't see anybody from another country, Cakes. This is unusual.
I know. Where are the calls coming in from, like, Cambodia today?
I'm used to those calls.
Or Japan. We're big in the Far East, EB.
All right, let's go to Dave. Oh, he's calling from Hoboken.
That's kind of far away.
Kind of a different country. Dave, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, buddy? Dave?
What's up?
So, my buddies and I actually pulled the trigger on Super Bowl tickets. We've got faith. We think this is going to happen, and it's basically a hedge. Because worst case scenario, we can resell them, but I think this team is going all the way, man.
Yeah.
How much?
60 minutes away. How much did you pay for the ticks?
It, let's just say, basically, it's the price of like two business class tickets.
So two grand each? Two grand a ticket?
More like four.
Ooh. $4,000 a ticket. Wow.
$4,000 a ticket.
And then if they lose, you think you can get at least the $4,000 back to whatever market?
Yeah. Because I looked already, and they're already up.
Yeah.
Right. So.
It's probably a good investment. Yeah.
So where did you buy them from?
SeatGeek.
SeatGeek. All right.
And then the thing is,
well, let me ask you this.
Hotel.
What about hotel? Yeah. What about hotel?
Yeah. I was going to say, so there were no hotels available, so we actually ended up finding this horrible Airbnb not too far from like the convention center. So I think like, look, at best, we'll probably get bed bugs. At worst, probably get shot on the way in there. But, yeah.
You're right.
Well, why don't you just Uber
just
to
sleep
a, like,
on the
a
floor.
Nicer neighborhood or something? I mean, you know
it's
what
just
I mean?
Literally everything is sold out. Like, cause I think people that like live within a certain radius have already done their Airbnb thing and like nothing's available.
Yeah,
so
it's probably within like 50 mile radius of the Superdome is probably booked.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
It'll be like when we used to go to Super Bowls and we'd stay in Brandon.
Yeah.
And not in
Tampa.
Right.
But I mean, at least I didn't think I was going to die there.
Brandon wasn't that great.
I mean, there was a Hooters next to me. I
knew you were going to bring up the Hooters.
Which weekend is Super Bowl? Is that the 7th through the 9th?
Yes. It's February 9th, I believe.
All right. I'm just I'm just going to hotels.com real quick to see what if there's any hotels available for
good
you.
Good luck.
Right?
You think he didn't check hotels.com?
I don't know. But there are hotels available.
Yeah.
Now, this hotel's $881 per night.
No, we're not paying anything like that.
The Quisby Hotel is $3,200 a night.
Quisby?
Yeah. Le Parc Hotel is $447 per night.
That well, sounds kind of reasonable.
That's where you go and get murdered.
That sounds reasonable.
If it's $400, you're going to get murdered. Super Bowl week?
I don't know how far away these are from like the stadium or for the convention center, but there are Super 8 by Wyndham, New Orleans, $610 per night. They got three left.
Man, the Super 8 can charge $600.
Yeah. Dude, when the Super Bowl's in town, yeah, you can get away with the murder.
What about a Red Roof Inn Plus? I drove by one of those the other day. It looked like a complete dump.
Why, when you say Red Roof, I immediately think of our buddy who used to go to the Red Roof and use the hourly in high school.
No, he didn't use the Red Roof for an hourly. There was a hotel in Laurel. Shocker. Where he would get, it was $17 an hour.
Now I'm pretty confident it was the Red Roof, and he would get it for 3 hours.
See, this is what Atlanta. I used to go, and we would go there. And
see, this is why people sleep on hotels.com, and I believe they do.
Yeah,
because hotels.com for any weekend in any city, especially for big events, they block them off. They have hotels; they block them off for people who go to hotels.com and people who are members of the website. So. That's why there's always going to be hotels available.
You're a member.
Well, not a member, but I mean.
No, I go to hotels.com too, but and I assume you can always get hotels, but like his point was, they're just $2,000 a night or whatever. He wasn't going
to
pay.
I just gave you hotels that are in the $400 to $500 range.
The $400 range, that's where you're going to get murdered.
Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, this one's 8 miles from New Orleans. I have no idea where that is.
Probably ain't good.
It's $433 a night. There's one next to the airport that's $739 a night. You know, the ones next to the airport are
the ones
at
the airport are usually the pits.
Yeah. I know, but my point is he's got an Airbnb that's going to be the pits.
I know, but yeah.
I think I'd rather stay in a La Quinta than an Airbnb.
All I know is we've stayed in at least a couple borderline chalk outline motels / hotels when we've gone on the road.
I stayed in one in Riviera Beach that I did not think I was going to get home from. I literally didn't think I was going to make it home.
Thought it was dicey.
But this is crazy. The Ironworks Hotel in the Warehouse District
is
$3,814 per night.
Right. And that's probably a nice hotel.
I bet it is.
Let's go to Robert in Culpeper. Robert, what's up?
Good morning. Good morning, James. Thanks for having me on your call. I just want to thank you for the victory in Detroit. I predicted, 40-31. And 33, I think it was.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You were pretty close.
You're close on the total.
And they're going to take him to the promised land. Remember, I told you that a couple of weeks ago. And my point in this matter is we got better coaching. Guys from different teams have come together, so they know these players. They got chemistry. Chemistry means everything along with coaching because you can get the players to do their best. They support each other. No matter if they've messed up, they say, "Hey, guys, let's get it together." They don't put them down and fire them like we normally do around here. But anyway, Vince Lombardi and George Allen did the exact same thing that Dan Quinn did. They went and got players from their different teams, and they put them together. We went to the Super Bowl the first time with George Allen and Mr. Lombardi, of course. He put that team together for 1 year, 7-5, and that was the best record we had since I was been alive. So these coaches know how to get the chemistry working with the players working together. So basic fundamentals, they develop the running, tackling, catching, the basic fundamentals so that when they get these things done, they eliminate errors. And anytime you eliminate errors, the other team's going to make mistakes because you're doing the best things that you have to consider. These guys are working together no matter what.
All right, thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Robert
the call.
He had an incredible ability for me to just drift off.
You were losing.
I couldn't lock in.
Yeah.
You know, some guys, some friends, and when they talk, you just can't lock
in. Sure.
And Robert had that.
He has that gift.
Yeah.
He's got it. All right, don't forget, coming up at 7:20, we'll be joined by Brian Baldinger. We'll hit the Skins next when we come back here on The Fan.